something great. Oh, Lord. Yesterday has come. Another day has come. Do something new in our life. Yesterday has come. Another day has come. Do something new in our life. Do something new in our life. Something wonderful in our life. Something great in our life. Oh, Lord. Do something glorious in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Something wonderful in our life. Oh, Lord. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. We cannot do without you. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus, oh, Rabbi, ye blondo, ye blondo blood of Jesus. I praise now the name that is above every other name. Yes, every mountain be pulled down, every obstacle, hindrance, and obstruction be removed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, God, touch everyone that has come into this service tonight. Do something in their life and their child will be full in the name of Jesus. Every tree that my father did not plant shall be rooted out. Whatever God did not plant on our way, be rooted out in the name of Jesus. God will receive your financial breakthrough, financial blessings, financial prosperity, financial success, financial greatness, financial mercy, financial favor upon our lives and ministries, upon everyone that has come in. Let there be a breaking through and a breaking forth now. In the name of Jesus. Reka Baba. Ya boko loro blogodu. Iblende. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We give glory to God today for bringing us thus far by power, not by our power, but by the grace of God. Tonight is going to be about prayer and intercession for those in authority and for rulers, that we might lead a peaceable life. I tell you what is going on right now. You can't even understand it, except God open your eyes to see what is going on right now. There's so much confusion out there. And from all indications, what the devil really wants is to push the whole world into a third world war. That is what the devil really wants. Want to push the whole world into a third world war, and it is going to be very disastrous this time around, because we now have technology that can destroy the whole world 10 times over. We now have equipment and technological development that can destroy the whole world in less than 5 minutes. And all this is not a blessing. This is not good. I tell you, we Christians must pray that the devil will not come and perform what he really wants to perform. I'm going to read here in 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verses 1 to 4 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who we have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. This is the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, and what he's reading here is the same as what is happening today. I exhort therefore that prayers made for all that are in authority. After the days of the Apostle Paul, there were no presidents. It was kings and queens. There were no presidents at that time. It was just kings and kings and queens for those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Why was it that the prayer was being directed to those in authority for kings and queens? Because these are the authority that are. These are the powers, the world powers. And if we don't pray for them, the devil is going to speak to their hearts to do all the destruction. Because Satan must walk through people. Satan does not walk alone. He must walk through somebody. He must use somebody. The same way God will use people, the same way the Holy Spirit will enter into people and use them, the same way the devil would like to enter people and use them as well. Why is this prayer directed to where? Because look at it, for prayer to be made, supplication, intercession for all men, and then it says for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life. When the devil begins to walk on the minds of world leaders, the devil tells them what to do, and they go ahead and do it, then you have destruction. The devil enters into their minds, into their hearts. Once upon a time in the Bible, Bible says that Satan led David, King David, the whole King David. Satan led him to number Israel. It's in the Bible. Satan led King David to go and number the Israelites. He was counting them one. Then God was angry. God said, what do you mean by that? I didn't ask you to do that. And that was trouble, beginning of trouble. At another time, there was a king. The scripture says Satan stood by the king. And Satan was speaking to that king, telling the king what to do. All these are in the Bible. And then, of course, you know the story of Ananias and Sapphira. He says Satan entered their heart and they went to tell lies. The Satan who came to steal, to kill, to destroy is now talking to people and leading people. And what do you expect? He came to steal, to kill, to destroy. When Adolf Hitler woke up one morning and he said, all the Jews should be gassed to death. Say that you gas the Jews to death. What did the Jews do? What crime did they commit for Adolf Hitler to wake up one morning and say gas them to death? And of course, they gassed the Jews to death. Over millions of them. Adolf Hitler. You think God told Adolf Hitler to do that? No. God, the Holy Spirit did not tell Adolf Hitler, go and gas the Jews to death. No. God did not go and tell Adolf Hitler, go and gas the Jews to death. God didn't tell Adolf Hitler to do that. Satan entered his heart and led him to go and do that. Satan spoke to him. He was obeying the devil. So he did what the devil wanted. If anybody to be prayed for, it should be world leaders. If anybody to be prayed for, it should be presidents and world leaders and governors and heads of states and presidents of nations. Because they face the temptations we don't face. For Satan to start talking to a whole king, a whole queen, a president of a nation, Satan to enter their heart and perform all the wickedness, something has gone wrong. No wonder the scripture says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, the powers that are moving about, seeking whom to devour. Those are the powers we must come against. The other day, one pastor was telling me, sir, I'm not interested in politics. We are not talking politics now. What we are talking about is, if you don't take control of what is going on in the realm of the spirit, if you don't take victory and win and defeat the devil and his cohort, they are coming to oppress you. Okay, look at Southern Nigeria. Southern Nigeria is Christian, not so? Then Northern Nigeria, they have another religion. But Northern Nigeria is saying that Southern Nigeria should become their religion. They want Southern Nigeria to come back and become the religion they want them to be. And it's a serious matter. Now to talk of religious conflicts and confrontations in different parts of the world. Now to talk of the racism and the ethnicism. You know, hatred against the Jews and the Israelites. You think God made it like that? It's not God. The Holy Spirit is not the author of confusion. The devil is entering into the lives and hearts of these people and using them to do all the evil things that they are doing. Throw missiles into nations, kill and throw bombs and rip pregnant women open, cut the child and behead the children, and different type of things that are wickedness. And you think that the Holy Spirit is telling them to go and do that? No, it's not the Holy Spirit. The devil has taken over those people. Eh? And if we Christians don't pray hard, this is how they will continue and do all the hard work. One man once he said that, we good keep quiet, evil will take over. Good, righteousness, should shut up. That means evil will take over. And when they take over, they're going to be doing all their havoc. If we Christians will not pray hard right now, if we will not pray to stand up, because in the days of Esther knew what was coming. She was told Haman had planned to eliminate the Jews. Each time, it is always elimination. Each time. They are not planning to kill one Jew, kill one Christian, or kill one. It's elimination, just to wipe them out. That's even one group. There's another group of people who believe that the world population is too much. The world population is too much. So let us cut down the world population. And they are the ones who are manufacturing viruses and putting them in the air so that people will be dying left and right, front and back. That's another issue. Not to talk of those who want to turn the whole world to become their own religion. I want you to become my religion. And so they want to use force. Jihad to take over, and all these things are going on. Now you tell me you don't have something to pray about. We have something to pray about. There are issues we must pray about, and they are very serious issues. North Africa used to be Christian nation. North Africa. North Africa. Welcome, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my sister. North Africa used to be Christian nations. The whole of North Africa used to be Christian nations. They went there and turned them around and gave them another religion, not Christianity now. They put another religion there. The whole of Turkey used to be a Christian nation. Turkey, the country called Turkey, used to be a Christian nation. They went there and changed it and turned it around. And all these confrontations are going on everywhere. They went to Kenya. They wanted to turn Kenya. Kenya is registered as a Christian nation. Kenya in East Africa, it is registered as a Christian nation. But they want to go there and change it. They want to change that one too. And all this is going on. You know, there's so much confrontation in the realm of the spirit. And we Christians, wake up, the mighty man. Wake up. Prepare for war. Prepare now. Wake up, the mighty man and mighty women. Wake up from sleep and slumber. It is time to pray and intercede and travail and prevail like Esther. Esther said, this thing will not happen. She declared 3 days of prayer, and she turned the captivity around. I thank God for that lady. Each time I read the book of Esther, I say, God, give us some more Esther for this generation. God, give us some Esther for this generation. One small girl called Esther, a slave girl called Esther. She formed her team of prayer warriors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then they went into prayer and fasting and formed the whole destiny. It was the enemies that died. The Jews, the people of God were set free by her prayer. Just one small girl. Then the book of Ezekiel 22, verse 10, says, God is looking for one person who will intercede and travail and prevail in the place of prayer so that things will change. May God find you. May God find you. May God find you today in the name of Jesus. So, Mama, we're going to pray for all these things that are happening. We're going to pray. Then we're going to let you share the word of God. I want us to pray first. Let us pray first. Let us pray against all these things that are happening around the world. All this confusion that is going on, we're not going to let the devil win in the name of Jesus. We're not going to let the devil win. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Let's sing this song and then we'll go into prayer. Let's sing this song, we'll go into prayer. The name of Jesus, the name that conquers
Satan.
The name of Jesus, the name
that conquers Satan.
The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers Satan. The name of Jesus, the name that conquers Satan. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers Satan. In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every name of sound. In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus, every name of sound. Let me begin to pray now in the name of Jesus. Yes, let me begin to pray now in the name of Jesus. Let's come against the forces of wickedness. The principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. That blood-sucking demons that are trying to put the whole world into a 10-world war. We bind them. We bind them. We bound the whole capital. We bound Satan and his demon, the principalities of power, the spiritual wickedness in high places, the occultic and diabolical forces, the enemies of progress, the retrograding spirits. Yes, they bound all of you. Powers of hell working against these nations. We bound you, Satan. We bound you, demon. We bound you, principalities of power. We bound you, spiritual wickedness in high places. We bound your calling and the diabolical forces, the blood-sucking demons. They are moving the mouth to give them to devour. They will not find us in the name of Jesus. We curse them.
Amen.
Yes, we pull down their strongholds. In the name of Jesus, we rain out every potent by the blood of Jesus. We command fire of God to consume all our enemies now. Wherever they are predicting, the blood of Jesus destroy their power.
In the name of Jesus,
God,
for thou art our God, and we will praise thee. Thou art our God, we will exalt thee. His praise must be glorious. He's the gracious Father. We must give him praise because of his blessing. He's a wonderful God. We should praise him for giving us the opportunity to even come to a venue of prayer in his presence. We should exalt him. He's our Father. We should thank him for the privilege of calling him our ever-present help. Because he's our ever-present help, we must say praise him. He's our loving Father. We should give him praise. Because he's our strength when our faith falters. We bless his holy name. We should praise God Almighty because he empowers us to fast and pray and set us on high places. He's a great and omnipotent God. We should praise him for the wonderful name of Jesus that empowers us to do exploits. Oh Lord, we praise you for strength that enables us to run to a truth and leap over a wall. With our loving Father, we should praise him for the wonderful grace. With our the loving kindness of God Almighty, we are part of his family and we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus with him. Jesus is our master. We should praise him for the grace to obey him. In the recent of days, we should praise him for the grace to trust him in all things. The glorious God, we thank you for the opportunity to praise and worship you. Because for that purpose, we are created to praise him. Glorious God, creator of all, we praise you, for you are the unchangeable God. Glorious Father, we praise you because you are the only true God. You manifest your glory in the life of men. Loving and kind God, we praise you for your great grace that translated us from darkness to light. We praise you, Lord, for lifting us up when we are down and for giving us the seed to mantle with wings as eagles. Faithful God, we praise you for your faithfulness to us and for the strength to be faithful to you always. Glorious God, our eyes are on you. We praise you, for you are our reliable Father, our friend, and our confidant. Oh Lord, we praise you for your promise never to leave us nor forsake us. We are not alone in the journey of life. God of wonder, you are great, for you work wonders from eternity past. Thank you for your wonderful love. We praise you, dear Lord, for faith to believe that you never neglect your home. Thank you for supplying all our needs. We praise you, Father, for beckoning us to your holy throne, for grace and mercy in time of need. We magnify you. We praise you, Father, for determination to do your will, for wherever your will is done, there is truth and liberty. Father, Lord, I praise you and we praise you for your Son, Jesus, who died so we can live an abundant life and set our thanks and our own thanks too. I praise you, Lord, for Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary, which covered all our transgressions. We bless your name. Mighty God, we praise you for you have given us the grand privilege to be shining light in this dark world. We praise you, O God, for there is no one like you, the great hearer of prayer, and the one who makes the impossible possible for us. O dependable God, who reigns in majesty beyond the galaxy, we praise you for answering our prayer always. We praise you, Lord, for leading us in your way, because you are the way, the truth, and life.
Yes.
Thank you for leading us in your word so that we can not dash our foot against the stone. We praise you, Lord, for you are our hiding place during tough time. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Great and glorious God, we praise you for grace to do all things for your glory alone, for you alone are God. We praise you, O Lord, for strength, patience, during trials. And we praise you for your spirit that refreshes us. Heavenly Father, we praise you for you alone are holy and long-suffering. Yes. We adore you for you are the eternal one. We praise you, dear Lord, for you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, the one who gave his life for mankind. We praise the Lord for strength to endure during trials so that we can run and not get weary, walk and not sink. O God of truth, we praise you for your hand that strengthens us to walk when we fear and doubt our faith, when there is fear and doubt, we glorify. Lord, we praise you for your promise that you will never cast us out because you are our maker and our husband. We praise you, Lord, that you are the great hearer of prayer and you take pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. We are your servants. Great, mighty, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God, you are from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise God. We praise God, we praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty eyes. Let everything that I breathe praise the Lord. In the gracious name of Jesus Christ, we give you thanks and praise. Accept our praises and thanksgiving, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, God is a good God. We receive that word and prayer. And I tell you, the devil is going to stop in the name of Jesus. We stop Satan and his demons. We stop the wicked and wisdom. We stop the occultic and the diabolical force. We stop them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let your gospel be preached to the whole world. They have no right to shed blood in all these nations. Shedding of blood is not what we need this time. World War III is not what we need. We need peace. The Prince of
Peace. The Prince of the Lord God Almighty.
Yes, we don't need Satan and his demons to come around and cause war and fighting and killing of people. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. The power of God prevails and the Lord and the Lord God of heaven.
Yeah, so we're going to stop here today and tomorrow is Sunday. We're going to have another session by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. And so I want to thank every one of you for being a part of today's service. The Lord reward you abundantly. This prayer continues even in your home. Wherever you are, this prayer continues. We are interceding for the nation. We are praying for peace and joy and love to reign on earth. We don't want anyone war. We don't want fighting and killing and shooting. Peace, be still, Jesus said. There will be peace on earth. The angel said, joy to the world, peace to all men. You know?
Amen.
We receive the peace of God that passes every human understanding. God bless you all. Please send this message forward to everyone you know. Even if you test it, tweet it out. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Let them know that prayer and intercession work in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. God bless you all abundantly. We'll meet again tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on this same channel. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, son.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, my love to Mommy Brian.
Yes, sir.